the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, one of the most shocking murders that took place in this country this century was the case of Clodagh Haugh and her boys Liam, Niall and Ryan, who were all murdered by her husband and their father, Alan Haugh. It happened back in August 2016. And Clodagh's sister, Jacqueline Connolly, has written Deadly Silence about her battle to uncover the truth behind the murder of Clodagh and her sons. Jacqueline, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Matt.
And even that title, Your Battle to Uncover the Truth, is that not something that An Garda Síochána were supposed to do for you?
Absolutely. And you would think with our justice system, the onus wouldn't be on the bereaved family of the victims to continue to battle, not only once following the first investigation, but now a second time to have the serious crime review findings released to the public.
And those still have not been released?
They have not been released.
Why haven't they been? Have you been given an explanation?
We've been given the term operational reasons, but there is no good reason for them not to be released, considering the information that would be very helpful and is vital for the general public and for domestic violence services to hear about in order to protect and prevent domestic abuse and murder suicides happening. It clearly outlines patterns, behaviours, timelines of family annihilators that these services and the country would benefit from hearing.
Take me back and tell me a little bit about Clodagh and her three boys, will you?
Yeah. We were very close growing up, as there was a 4-year difference between myself and Clodagh. She was older than me. So when Clodagh went off to college, I was only starting post-primary. So evidential gap there. She was the sensible one. I not so sensible. She was very motherly, even from a young age. You look at photos, she always has her arm around me or Tyke. She was very proud after I got married. She showcased my wedding photos in the classroom. She was just a wonderful sister.
And the boys?
Boys, you know, Liam was just starting to get into girls, I think, at that stage. He was coming into his own, very handsome, very academic. Niall really loved Lego and playing the piano. And I look at my own son now and he'd start a box of Lego and wouldn't finish it. Whereas Niall, he would have had pieces and he would have made them meticulously and had them lined up, done perfectly, and you wouldn't touch them. He was a real perfectionist and he loved reading books. And Ryan was just, he was 6 and he was so slight. He was just so tiny for his age. I could still pick him up at that age, full of mischief. He was just full of Ryan the Rebel.
The idea,
to say to Clodagh, you'll have your work cut out with him.
The idea that their father would have murdered his three children and his wife is unimaginable. Mm. So when you heard that this had happened, what did you think? What did you feel?
Well, I thought when I was being told, I was told at work, as many will know now, and I was a distance from home, shock. I wasn't told at the time in work. It was only when I got home, we thought, you know, because of the note pinned on the back of the door, called the Gardaí, don't come in, that Alan had done something terrible. You still can't reconcile the fact that somebody has murdered your family, somebody who you would never have thought would do such a thing.
Was there ever any hint that Alan was the type of monster who would have done any of this?
On reflection, now that I'm educated on coercive control, I'm educated, if when people read Deadly Silence, they can see expert professors such as Ella Aronsman and Professor David Wilson have given their expertise throughout the serious crime review. I can see now those warning signs. That is why it's so important to release those findings. I wouldn't have seen that then. I thought he was boring. I didn't have conversations with him. I didn't tell him anything about my life. I didn't intervene because there was nothing to intervene on that I could see. Control was masked as love, as this family unit, happy on the outside. But we don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
And did you ever get a sense from Clodagh that she felt in any way oppressed by him?
No, I definitely didn't. And I wouldn't, maybe I would have challenged it. I don't know. They were very much the strong couple. Once you see one, you saw the other. and the boys with them, I wouldn't have felt in a position to challenge what I saw back then. I didn't see anything wrong.
After he killed your family, his family, there's a number of things I want to talk to. Before I get to the Garda investigation, it's still quite shocking to see the way that he got treated by the local priest. And as almost as if he was as much a victim as the people that he killed. And being given the mass and the month's mind and buried in the same grave as Clodagh and the children. And seemingly you and the family weren't given a voice in this, were you?
When the funeral was being arranged, there was a lot of chaos in relation to, this is the biggest mass murder in the history of the state. So you're going about your normal life, and next thing your sister and your nephews and your daughter and your grandchildren have been murdered. You can't think straight for starters, and you are relying on people you think are advising you properly to do the best thing. However, during the funeral, Alan Hall was very much eulogised in that he was a great man. Who are we to seek answers? And I remember thinking during the funeral, is this happening? Answers, we wanted answers at that stage. Fleetingly, I remember thinking that, and that he was still this great man, even though he had wiped out his whole family. And I did say to Father Kelly, what about thou shalt not kill? And he was still defending him following the murders.
How well did he know Alan Hall?
Very well. They were very close.
So he was defending the reputation and honour of his friend, despite the fact that his friend had murdered his wife and his own three children.
And I clearly outline in Deadly Silence, I tried my best to speak with Father Kelly and get answers from him, but he claimed confessional privilege. And my view on that is, why say that if you didn't know anything? Why not just say, I don't know anything?
Have you ever spoken to him subsequently as the information emerged as to the type of behaviour that Alan Hall engaged in the decade before he committed these murders?
No, because he passed away in 2019.
And tell us a little bit about the Garda investigation.
The first investigation was a coroner-led investigation, so it wasn't geared towards why Alan Hall did what he did, a murder, Clodagh, Liam, Niall and Ryan. And so that was the mindset of the first investigation, and that's where the first failing was, in that it was a shut case. Why look for the answers? It didn't matter why he did it, but we wanted to know why he did it. Our beautiful family murdered. Why did this man we thought we knew, this good father, good husband, you know, this man who had embedded himself in the community, in the church, the school, the community, the GAA club, people trusted him. And so it's just...
And what did the Gardaí do for you then at that stage?
So the murders, we were told on the Monday, it was 3 days before the Gardaí came to see and speak with us. And that was the first time that we had met anyone involved in the team. And so in the meantime, there's a media frenzy. And I had contacted, as I say, in Deadly Silence, our family liaison officer, who we hadn't met at that stage, to ask him, was it true that Clodagh had been murdered with an axe? That surely this was the media sensationalising everything about it. And I was told, I'll have to come back to you. But he was only able to tell us what he was told to tell us.
But it would appear that there were elements within Garda Síochána who were more likely and keener to talk to the press than they were to talk to the bereaved family.
Well, I was getting reports in on my phone on the way home from being told that they were dead. So a Garda had leaked that information to the press. And then it was very much led to the inquest, in that it was the Garda, the legal team and the coroner. And that there was no engagement with myself and ma'am in relation to that. We were very much silenced, and it was infuriating. We were told, do not speak at the inquest or it will be adjourned. But my mother bravely spoke up when Professor Harry Kennedy, who the state had engaged and employed to find the why, she spoke up, and I've that outlined in Deadly Silence.
But tell us a little bit about that. I mean, how did she speak up, and was there an effort to silence her when she did speak up?
There was, in the answer that she got. So, and it's been documented in media at the inquest. So Professor Harry Kennedy, he was employed by the state to ascertain the why Alan Hall murdered Clodagh, Liam, Niall and Ryan. But his diagnosis of severe depression and psychosis came from Alan Hall's murder letter and his counselling notes. And my mum sat up and said, well, did you ever think of engaging with family members? And she was very much told, well, I'm the expert here, in summary.
Tell us about the discovery of Alan Hall's addiction to violent pornography.
That is from one of the findings from the Serious Crime Review. So the first investigation had a very superficial view of the digital equipment available. And so the Serious Crime Review team were able to delve deeper with technology that was there for the first investigation to use and wasn't. And they could tell that it was a severe addiction. And Clodagh had absolutely no idea the severity of what was going on in relation to websites, pornography. The extent of the addiction was,
and the depravity of it as well.
Yeah. So that's why the findings are so important to be released, so that, you know, these perpetrators are embedded in communities in the shadows.
And also, when it came to the investigation, there's also been CCTV footage that has gone missing. Why was CCTV footage important to the investigation of the case?
So the CCTV, we were very adamant during the first investigation that we wanted it checked, because you're in a small community with different townlands, and the rumour was that Alan Hall had been seen out that morning. And
sorry, that he actually had killed Clodagh and the three boys and then went out and left the house before coming back to take his own life afterwards.
Yes. So it's important in that the Serious Crime Review team, I'm very clear on this, they exhausted every avenue to find the answers. And when they went to check the CCTV of the three houses that were allegedly checked during the first investigation, that was never checked. And those three houses were vital for that information, because Hall would have had to have travelled past those houses to the school, which essentially was another crime scene. And people might say, well, what does it matter? The Serious Crime Review team were led by witnesses. So if that CCTV had been given and he'd been seen going to a certain direction, that may have brought the team to different answers or different witnesses and bottomed those avenues out. So it is important.
And you're still waiting for more information?
No. The Serious Crime Review is over. We received the findings of the Serious Crime Review in January of 2023. And we are asking Drew Harris to publish those findings. So,
yeah, how has your relationship with Drew Harris been, the commissioner?
We don't have a relationship with Drew Harris.
You had a meeting with him, though, didn't you?
Yes, but that was in March 2019.
And how was he at that time?
How was he? He was very much of the opinion that, well, the investigation was done and that was that. The answers, we got all the answers until we pointed out, well, what about this question and that question? Alan Hall's time of death. We wanted the details. And the Serious Crime Review, when it was sanctioned eventually at that meeting, they have uncovered so much information that have cleared up misinformation from the first investigation team and information that caused trauma. I'll give you an example. During the inquest, we were told there was a clump of hair found in the hallway of the house. And when you hear clump, you think, well, a clump of hair. When the Serious Crime Review team investigated that, it was a few strands. But as a family member, the thoughts of one of your loved ones and that information, it's traumatising.
That somebody had been dragged through the hallways, what you'd think immediately.
Yeah.
By bringing all of this out now, what good do you hope can be done for other people?
So experts during the Serious Crime Review team investigation, they have outlined behaviours, patterns, timelines of family annihilators. Where in the first investigation, Alan Hall was diagnosed at an inquest as having depressive episodes and psychosis. The Serious Crime Review team have clearly outlined in the summary of the findings in Deadly Silence, patterns, behaviours of family annihilators, what they could look like within walking around us in our community, and that this information is so vital for the general public and for domestic violence services in order to advance policies and protection for women, children and men who are suffering.
How are you though, Jacqueline?
I'm in a different place, Matt, in that I am able, I'm trying to help other people through deadly silence. I'm at the stage now where I feel we shouldn't have to battle any further. We're 8 years on now. Why are we still battling? It's regretful that the onus is on us as a family to continue to battle for the truths to be told through the Serious Crime Review findings. And I have a wonderful family, wonderful friends. I have a fantastic son and I have a lovely career, colleagues. I'm doing very well.
Is your mother still alive?
She is.
And how is she?
She copes and she has wonderful friends around her. We have a lovely community in Virginia, in Cavan. She, considering has lost 2/3 of her family, is doing extraordinarily well. She's doing excellent. Yeah.
Jacqueline Connolly, thank you very much for telling us about Deadly Silence and your battle to uncover the truth behind the murder of Clodagh and her sons by Alan Hall.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.